Good evening, brothers, sisters, friends that are listening to us tonight. Today, we're going to talk about how surprising our God is. That's the title. We have a surprising God. Thinking about this time, listening to people, Christian people included, and praying, it's easy to see how our lives have been changed in different aspects, even and most important of all, the spiritual one. For us, changes are always an opportunity to be near our Lord and to look for His will and purpose. As Sister Debbie said the other day, the situation is unpleasant. When difficult times show up, it seems that the enemy takes advantage to do his work. But we have the promise to be kept all the time. We can pass through the waters, and He is with us. And if we go through the rivers, they cannot sweep over us. If we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. God Himself tells us why. Why this protection? He says, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One, your Savior." He's talking to Israel, but remember, we are included in all blessings given to His children. And our awesome God says, "Since you are precious and honored in my sight," this is beautiful, "and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life." That's Isaiah 43, 2 and 4. This is one of the most powerful declarations from the Lord to show us His caring love. Our life is so precious to Him that He has to change whatever, even the impossible. Whatever He has to change, He's going to do it. Even if we think it is impossible, unbelievable, or whatever, He's going to change whatever He needs to. He has to send angels. He's going to do it. Don't doubt. If He wants to make your help come from the other side of the world, He'll do it. I remember, and I'm sure you too, my entrance to this country. He, God, changed the seal on my passport and the handwriting of the immigration officer. Changing the date was more powerful than the former seal. No doubt that was an order from heaven. When we think something is unreachable, He brings it to our hands. He says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" Jeremiah 32, 27. Let me ask you a question. Is there something difficult for our omnipotent God? I'm sure your answer is no. So why do we doubt? We need to get accustomed to live in the supernatural. That is, living a life empowered by the Spirit, depending completely on God's strength. What do you think is difficult for you today or unreachable now? I'm sure you remember that divine moment when the disciples and other people were praying in the upper room. Remember something happened? The word says that suddenly, there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Acts 2:2. Whatever your situation is right now, suddenly a manifestation from heaven can occur. Our Father is supernatural, and so are we in Christ. I learned to pray and to wait for those suddenly moments that change everything in a second. We can pray for God to surprise us. Yes, that's something we can do. We can ask Him, surprise my family, Lord. Surprise my brothers and sisters in need. Surprise our pastor with your care. Surprise the sick members. Surprise me, Lord. I want to tell you a story. But please, after this recording, go read and study the details of the story by yourselves. I'm sure you'll be surprised, blessed, and God will talk to you individually. It's in Numbers 26, 33 on, that we have this story of a man with a strange name, a man called Zelophehad. This man had no sons. He had only daughters. And their names were kind of strange also. Their names were Mala, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. Well, they were part of the people who entered the Promised Land. As you know, they had nothing in Egypt. But now they are going to conquer the Promised Land and to possess their own land. The thing is that at that time, women didn't have any rights to inherit properties. God had given laws to divide the land among the tribes, but only men had the right to own a piece of land in their tribe. And these girls didn't have any brother. Consequently, their father's land would be given to the tribe, and they were not going to have anything because their father had died. So their destiny imposed on them wasn't pleasant. But they knew how powerful the God of Israel had shown to be. And they challenged all their society, laws, destiny, and thoughts to claim for justice. They really wrote a new chapter in history. You and I can also do it. You know that 50 righteous people couldn't have changed the history of Sodom and Gomorrah, but there was not that amount of righteous people there. Today, we can change the history of our lives, our families, and even our nation and our nations. Well, this story tells us those girls dared to go to Moses and leaders and ask for their father's inheritance. I believe they were centuries ahead of their time. Imagine their faith, strength, and courage. Moses did not know what to do. Imagine when they came to Moses and the other people, leaders. Moses didn't have an answer. He didn't know what to do with them because nobody had asked such a bold request before. So Moses, what did he do? You know, right? He went to God. And I'm sure many people thought those girls had gone crazy and they were going to be punished. I don't know, but I imagine there were lots of people criticizing them because, you know, the people just accepted things the way they were. However, to everyone's surprise, God told Moses the girls had the right to inherit their father's land. Imagine the law was changed. A new and permanent law was established because of them. The sisters' claim led to the law of inheritance being changed forever. Please study the whole story, because you'll see how this action produced another law for the people of Israel. And 40 years after that, those girls had to remind people of their right. So the word says that God created us in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. Whatever is ours, whatever belongs to us, or God has given to us, has to be conquered someday. Our blessing is something that others want to steal. You know who wants to steal our land, right? And steal our blessing even before we get it. The word says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. Matthew 11:12. The modern English version says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has forcefully advanced, and the strong take it by force. The strong ones are the kind of people like Joshua and Caleb, Numbers 14:24. This is what God says about Caleb. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me, I will bring him into the land he went to. And listen, his descendants will inherit it. We do have that spirit, the spirit of Caleb. If we are eager, enthusiastic, passionate followers of Christ, we are given the right to claim our blessings, to keep what the Father gave us, no matter how hard the enemy tries to steal our gifts. That vagrant pastor had to face the other day is an example of what the enemy does. She tried to stop our pastor to get in. That person, being an instrument of the devil, claimed the church property as hers. That's what the enemy does. The enemy is so daring that he will always try to snatch all we have. Don't believe what he says. And let's not be intimidated by any circumstance, any crisis, any of his arrows or plans. We have the right to be called children of God. We have the right to be healed. We have resources for our needs. We have the right to have everything we need and God has promised to his children, and to have the victory in every battle. Not because we deserve anything, but because Jesus bought all blessings for us. It's in him that we are blessed. I'm not saying we won't have trials. We can go through the waters or fire, but not in desperation, because we know the one who promised to be with us till the end of the world is faithful to his word. He never fails. There's no battle he cannot win, and nothing can separate us from his love. We just need to be connected to him. Be as Joshua, who knew God was more powerful than any giants. Be like Caleb. So, to finish, I just want to encourage you to believe and to, you know, let's keep on trusting God is faithful. Trusting He will not let you beyond what you can bear. And if you are undergoing any difficult situation, He will provide a way out. As the song says, He will make a way so that you can go through it and be victorious. I love you all so much, and so does our surprising Almighty Father. Good night.